أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today inshallah verse 92 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verse that we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who had disbelieved, left this world in a state of disbelief, even if they had and it was possible to have owned this whole world equivalent in gold, and that was spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given in lieu for ransom to save them from the fire of Jahannam, then that also would have not been accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows what is acceptable by Allah Rabbul Izzat and what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prefers most. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain al-bir. Al-bir means righteousness. Al-bir means perfection indeed. Other aspects of this word, al-bir, also means a good and beautiful character. It also means fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of others to a degree of perfection. From here, if we look at the word and we analyze it, then we will also see the word al-bar, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about abrar in the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about many beautiful ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the abrar. Innal abrara lafi na'im, that the abrar, they will be enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about them drinking from the fountains of Jannah, etc. So that is why some ulama have stated that here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this word and this term al-bir, that you will never attain righteousness, you will never attain piety. In actual fact, you will never attain this target of Jannah until you spend mimma tuhibbun, some of that which you love. Some of that which you love, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, and this is an abode in which man generally accumulates. And when man accumulates, some of what he accumulates, he will develop a fondness, an affinity, a love for it. And that love, obviously, no matter how much a person may love, that love will always remain temporarily. One can have a possession till the very end of one's life, but at the end of it, one has to leave it. So that love will always remain temporarily. And here, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is actually driving towards is this, that one is the love of the beloved that is eternal, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the acquisition of the real beloved, the real love is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in order to acquire the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one sometimes would have to forego the temporary and the superficial love of this world. So spending from what we love, that will then develop the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the intended love that a person is supposed to have acquired. When this ayah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the response of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was overwhelming. When we take examples of them, we will find the very famous example of the Sahabi, Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says that in acquisition of wealth, in accumulation of wealth in Medina Munawwara, in so far as property and orchards were concerned, there was no one that had more wealth than Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from amongst the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. And when this verse was revealed, he now submits to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He understood what this ayat was saying, that Allah Ta'ala is saying that You will never acquire this birr and this righteousness until you give up and you spend that which you love. So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the orchard that I possess, from all the possessions that I have, this orchard which was known as Bir Ha. Now when we try to understand it, it was behind Masjidun Nabawi in the time of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very large orchard on the one hand. Today it has been incorporated into the Masjidun Nabawi, right at the back of the masjid. And he says to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what I love from all my possessions. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that the acquisition of righteousness is by spending it, then O Nabi of Allah, you accept it, for I have given it out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such was the spontaneous response of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also had a fondness of going to this orchard, drinking from this well from time to time, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I accept it, but give it out to your family members. In other words, the most deserving at this particular time will be those that are closest to you. Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu once again responds to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's suggestion, and then he distributes it amongst his family members and his cousins, and in this way he shows this response. Then we find the response of Sayyidina Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a horse that he deemed most beloved to him, and he now submits to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this horse is most beloved to me, and I now make it over to you to distribute in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once again, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked around Zayd, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I would take it and I would give it to Usama, that is the son of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Initially, Sayyiduna Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu had some misgivings in the fact that I want to give it out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, it must go to somebody else who is more needy of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Usama is most needy. Sayyiduna Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu submits. But the important aspect is this, that they had understood the ayah, their response was spontaneous. They immediately understood that we have to give up that which is most beloved. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had slaves which they had given out that was most beloved to them. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you will never acquire this birr and this righteousness until you give up some of which we love. So from here Allah ta'ala is saying mimma tuhibbun, that some of it, not all of it. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that it is generosity that is created, and then again detachment from this material world will create an attachment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In no way is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that those things that you do not love most, if you give that out, you will not have the generosity, or it will not be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For certainly Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Then whatever you spend of anything, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, whatever you spend of anything, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. So one is Allah ta'ala has knowledge of the act of spending, and again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of the intention with which you spend. If we spend for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. It is not possible that a person will have an equal amount of love for everything one owns, and it is not possible that a person will have an equal amount of need for everything what one owned. So if a person spends that which is not most beloved to him, that also Allah Ta'ala will accept, provided it is done with ikhlas, it is done with sincerity, it is done for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But then again we did one verse, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had forbidden us that we give out those things that we ourselves will not accept if somebody else gives us. In other words, there are those possessions of ours that may be tattered and torn, and now we want to give those out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Khair, if all a person's property is of such a nature, and then one gives it out, or one gives a large amount, and some of that quality is not good, then that will be a different case. But do not give those things out thinking that we are doing the poor a favor, or na'udhu billah, we are doing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a favor. But from time to time, we need to take stock, we need to introspect, we need to look in that these are some of the things that I love most, and then give it out for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It will create that generosity in our hearts. It will create less inclination in this world. And what happens eventually, the desire of being in this world also becomes less, and we cling on to this world less, and then we begin to latch on to the Akhirat, and we latch on to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then when we look at this, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Ahl Kitab. Allah Ta'ala continues to speak about the Ahl Kitab, verses before, verses after. When we do an assessment of why Allah Ta'ala brought this verse over here, what they were not able to give up was authority. Nubuwwat was always within them. They always had, so to say, the monopoly of deen. And now they wanted to keep that monopoly of deen within themselves. They were not wanting to give it up. So for them, they did not want to give up that authority and that status. And this is also what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is driving towards. If they had given it up for the sake of Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have rewarded them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.